following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Got a golfer to give a gift to? Good thing there's Golfsmith. Their team gets golfers. In fact, they're experts, golf gift experts, and they know the perfect gift for your golfer, like the brand new SLDR driver, TaylorMade's new game changer with more loft, distance, and adjustability that's already made it the number one driver on tour, or the highly adjustable R1 driver, available now at the lowest price guaranteed. Shop Golfsmith and Golfsmith.com and give the perfect round.
Hey, neighbor, I have a list of things that need fixing, and my husband needs tools.
Easy. Right now, we have great deals on tools and tool accessories, like DeWalt accessory sets, each only $9.99.
Nice. I can take care of his wish list, and he can take care of mine.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by now through Saturday and save on great gifts, like select DeWalt power tool accessories for only $9.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Offer valid now through December 31st at participating stores. Store stock only.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just, it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth has us on the road for 2 hours on this Friday to get you ready for the holiday season. We are at Fast Phil's right next to Whiskey Creek here in Kearney, just off the interstate. I mean, folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're driving down the interstate towards Kearney, it's going to be worth pulling off and visiting us here at Fast Phil's. I mean, seriously, I can see the exit ramp from here. So it's like a half a mile max if you're on the interstate today. Come see us in Kearney at Fast Phil's. We're located on the east side of the highway if you do happen to do that. We've got a lot of things to give away today. Not only will we be giving away some PBR tickets, but the folks here at Fast Phil's and Senex have all kinds of things going on with the Nebraska Lottery and some great giveaways, from t-shirts to a Dr. Pepper go-kart that they'll be giving away. They've got the Coca-Cola polar bear and chair. You've seen him through all the Coca-Cola advertisements. That's pretty cool for Christmas time. Coolers, Storm hockey tickets, backpacks. Nebraska Lottery is giving away a grab bag with the purchase of $10 in lottery tickets today, plus a 6-foot stocking full of goodies just in time for Christmas. The Doug and Daddy Show going on right now at Fastville's Plaza in Senex, just north of the Ramada Inn, south of Whiskey Creek here in Kearney. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. Man, getting big time bringing you on the road, brother. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm getting big time. Yeah, when I go out and referee, and people don't even talk to me about refereeing anymore. They go, hey, I listen to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Is that a good thing?
I think it's a real good thing, Doug. I think it's going well for us.
Well, good. Glad to have everybody with us today. We invite you to stop in and chat with us, chat with the folks here at Fast Phil's, get registered for some of the great prizes, and maybe just stop in, get a little something to drink today. I've got some extra specials here for you during our Doug and Daddy Show today. Free coffee. Got to get you going for this Friday. Get you ready for the big weekend. I mean, we've got hockey. We've got high school athletics. We got the PBR. It's a very busy weekend, and maybe you're just Christmas shopping. Maybe you're that husband, dad. It's going, yep, whatever you say, dear. Get some free coffee here today. 20-ounce Coca-Cola products, $1. Or how about 16-ounce Monster drinks? Wall supplies last today. also just $1. And I think everybody knows that while you're here at Fast Fills, you can pick up your Nebraska Lottery tickets for any of your favorite games. But right now, you want to look into the Mega Millions because the jackpot is $400 million. Jimmy, if I win, extra special Christmas gift for you. In fact, I'll just here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do. All expenses paid to the Mandalay Bay at any time you want to go watch some horse racing.
That's great. Hey, you know what? I'll take you up on that. In fact, I'm kind of hoping you hit it. Wouldn't that be nice for both of us? How'd you like to be the guy that's going, hey, everybody throwing a buck. Let's do this today. I'm not getting in.
You're that guy.
Right, exactly.
Hey, you know those 12 guys and gals on TV that won the lottery? Yeah, I work with them.
Yeah, exactly.
They hate me.
Yeah.
They hate me, so there you go. We're going to be giving away a variety of gifts starting at the bottom of the hour, so it pays you to get in here early, get your name in the hopper if you haven't done that already, because at 11:30, our first giveaway, then about every 10 to 15 minutes, we'll be giving away, and then a different item, and then just before 1 o'clock, the Dr. Pepper go-kart is going out the door, the Coke Polar Bear and the 6-foot stocking all before we get out of here. So, folks, get registered between now and about 12:30, and that way you're in for everything, especially the big prizes. So we invite you to join us on the show today. We're going to be busy, obviously, for 2 hours. In our next segment, we're going to catch up with Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald. The Nebraska School Activities Association had a little board meeting yesterday, and I don't know that anything too exciting happened at it, but we'll talk to Stu about that. But the main thing is the classifications, the process for the state football scheduling for high schools for 2014 and 2015 began with the classifications. And we had already kind of heard and read and talked to Stu about this. There's a couple of schools between A and B that are moving, and we'll talk with him about that. In our area, the most significant is that Adams Central is going back to Class B. I know Bill Carlin is fired up about that. They were there for 4 years. They've been back in C1 the last couple of years. Now they're going to go back to B, and Holdridge, for the first time, we'll drop down into C1, and it'll be interesting to see how things fall out, because Minden Holdridge has always been a big rivalry. I'm sure with Kearney Catholic right up the road here, you're going to see maybe Holdridge in a district with some of these schools that we have come used to seeing battling each other since the state scheduling began.
Yeah, I would think that Holdridge's travel would be much closer now in proximity, you know, with the people that they could play, the Cozads, the Gothenburgs, you know, people right in that area in C1. Because before, like Lexington was and Hastings were about the only two schools that were really close. McCook, you know.
Going to Alliance, going to Gehring, yeah, going to Scott's Bluff.
That's right.
You get Northwest on there, maybe a Hastings, maybe a York, maybe an Aurora. But there shouldn't be any more 4 or 5 hour bus trips until playoff time, possibly, where you're traveling across the state. So we'll talk with Stu about that and some of the other changes that he has noticed who's switching there. Mike Perenio, the director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay, going to give us a little of his December time. He's always fired up when they have the PRCA is going on out there. Go around 9 tonight and the championships tomorrow. But it's a busy time out there for their MGM properties, and we'll talk with Mike Perenio about the national championship, if they've even got odds up on the Heisman, since everybody thinks it's going to go to Jameis Winston, which will be announced tomorrow, and we'll talk with him about that. Also, Josh Harvey from Big Red Report for our Friday recruiting, and in Nebraska has picked up some guys this week, and I'll be interested. We kind of talked about this Monday. We've talked about it on the show this week, Jimmy, that the fallout from the Nebraska game and Coach Pelini from the Iowa game seems to be viewed differently by a variety of people. The media is looking at it one way. Other coaches are looking at it a different way. And apparently recruits and the players are looking at it in a way that, man, this guy really has our back and we like what's going on there. And Nebraska has picked up some commits, quite a few here, actually, over the last week, 10 days.
You know, I thought it really helped the University of Nebraska out when that player from Wisconsin made the comment he did about you know, they were in that plane flight and kind of had a storm and traveled through it and made it through it. And he was the one that brought it up. You know, a lot of times, you know, if you have to tell somebody what you did and how great you are, compared to if somebody else tells the story for you. That's what I liked about it. The kid from Wisconsin was the one that initiated the story and said how much he appreciated it. And I think that helps a coach. You know, Bob Devaney was one of the wittiest guys I know. And I remember the times he was telling about he'd go in and eat a supper with a family. He'd sit there and the mother would be playing the piano. He'd be singing Christmas carols with everybody. And then he'd come out and he'd go, well, he said, it really worked well. He said, the kid's going to Michigan, but the mother came to Nebraska, you know. But he had that humor in that sense, you know. But what a great recruiter he was at his time. And, you know, Bob Devaney, one of the things he did that really helped his recruiting was when he was at Wyoming and they played Colorado State, and they would not let some of the athletes eat in the restaurant because of the color of their skin. Mm. And Bob Devaney said, we'll all eat back. So everybody ate in the kitchen, and they got arrested, and the coaching staff got arrested, you know, and they're all sitting there wondering if they're going to get their jobs when they get back to Wyoming, you know. But, hey, do you think that maybe helped the recruiting a little bit? Let's be honest about that.
Take care of your people.
That's right.
Take care of your people. So Josh Harvey from Big Road Report is going to join us. And then Josh Call, he's a Mullen boy right now. He has spent some time in the backyard at SEM. he's riding some bulls. He is a part of the PBR. He's going to join us, as will the Casey's Bullfighters. Kelsey Emke and Jimmy Lee are expected to join us here right around the noon hour to talk about the PBR event tomorrow. So a lot coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Fast Phil's here in Kearney. Again, we're just south of Whiskey Creek, north of the Ramada Inn. Stop by and see us here at Fast Phil's Senex Plaza with the Nebraska Live Lottery and a lot of great items that we're going to be giving away today. Stop in, register. Somebody's going to win, and there's some really cool stuff. And who knows, maybe that $400 million could be yours in the Mega Millions jackpot. Coming up, 888-455-ESPN. You can give us a phone call if you'd like to join the show today, 888-455-3776. We still take your tweets, your Facebook messages, your email messages. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And, of course, you can tweet us at ESPN1460-1550. Volleyball tonight. Nebraska gets things underway as they will be taking on San Diego, a team that Coach John Cook very familiar with. In fact, the coach there and some of the other coaches in that area, kids that he coached back in club volleyball, back in the high school level. So there's a real lot of connection, and that was kind of brought up in his press conference yesterday, a lot of connection with this tournament and the teams that they are playing. Oregon, who knocked him out last year, now San Diego that he's very familiar with, probably Texas if they can win tonight, who no more needs to be said when Nebraska plays Texas now. And whoever comes out of this will head to the Final Four in Seattle, Washington. So that's what's going on for Nebraska tonight. That'll be on ESPN 1550 this evening. And I think Nebraska's got a pretty good chance tonight.
Well, you know what's interesting is this game very easily could have been in San Diego. These are the 8 and 9 seeds. I mean, the NCAA had to make a decision, who was going to be the 8 seed and the 9 seed. You know, and Nebraska got the 8 seed, which is a great advantage now because, you know, we're the game. But don't you think that's interesting, Doug, how close those two schools were back and forth all year long, you know? So, I mean, and the winner of this play is, like you said, is probably going to play Texas. Is American University, is that the team that upset somebody and is involved in this group? Is
American
that right?
American University, they come in at 32-2.
Right.
And, of course, but since they're out of a non-major conference,
yes,
they didn't get a very good draw. They knocked off Duke. Now, not a huge knockoff because Duke was the 16th seed.
Correct. Yeah.
But nonetheless, American beat Georgia. Then they beat Duke, and they did both of them in straight sets. So they beat two BCS schools in straight sets, and I don't think it's going to be a walkover. And if people follow Texas, you know, they've won a lot of matches, but they've also had a lot of matches go 4 and 5 sets. So it's not like they have been overly dominant like we've seen in the past from a Texas or a Penn State or a USC, Hawaii, some of those
teams.
Yeah,
great
like
point. Yeah.
And you know what? Here's your regionals, and these are determined ahead of time. We knew all year that Lincoln was going to host this, and it was
right,
good that Nebraska made it. Champaign, Illinois, Lexington, Kentucky, and Los Angeles, California. So Southern Cal is going to get to play at home against BYU, and Kansas plays Washington. In Lexington, Kentucky, though, they didn't quite make it as far as they had hoped. Kentucky got knocked out by Michigan State. So Michigan State plays Penn State and Stanford plays Minnesota. And at Illinois, Florida State plays Wisconsin and Illinois plays Purdue.
Look at the Big Ten schools. Look at the Big Ten schools in this thing.
Seven of them, Jimmy. And I'm just wondering, Nebraska sold out. They sold it out in a day. None of these other venues are sold out. So are we psychotic? Is Nebraska weird? is there just nothing to do? And I don't use that nothing to do because you're at a point now where it's a volleyball crazy state, but it's not like Nebraska is favored to win a national championship, but this thing sells out in one day. And Coach Cook saying, you know, it's Nebraska, if the NCAA just wanted money, everything would always be in Lincoln and Omaha because they sell it out all the time. Is it odd that Nebraska is so enamored by volleyball?
No, I don't think so. In fact, you know, I like sports, Doug, and so do you. So, I mean, sometimes we don't get it when other people do different things. I mean, you know, we're going, what are you doing? Why are you, you know, people, I mean, they have different hobbies, and we're going, I can't understand why anybody want to do that. I mean, that's because we are so involved in sports. But I do, I'm kind of surprised sometimes in Major League Baseball when somebody's in a pennant race, and there's only 12 or 13,000 people in September watching that game, because the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, you know, are going to have a few people there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So in Nebraska, you know what I mean, we do follow our football and we follow our volleyball extremely well.
Well, I want to say, folks, come on in. Join us here at Fastville Cenex Plaza in Kearney. You can stop by and meet Nate Modlin. He's in fake working today, so great to see Nate in the house. Sign up for a great gifts that we're going to be giving away today in conjunction with Coca-Cola, in conjunction with the Nebraska Lottery. Love to have you join us today. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald, Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, Josh Harvey, Big Red Report, talking Husker football, and, of course, Josh Call, PBR, Bull Rider out of Mullen is where he's at now, and of course he'll be bringing a couple of the bull fighters along with him today. So stop by, join us today on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Fast Fills in Kearney. We'll be right back.
You want action, you want excitement,
this place is going nuts,
you want the ultimate adrenaline rush, then you want the one and only PBR.
Catch it all at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, Saturday the 14th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney. Brought to you in part by Cunningham's Journal, Best Western Plus, and Agent H Distributing. Tickets available at JR's Western, PickMyTickets.com, and the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. See you at the Midway Auto Dealership PBR Challenge, December 14th.
We're coming up shortly.
The Home Depot has the Husky 111-piece mechanics tool set, a special buy at just $49.97. You save $30. So let's give the gift that keeps on giving for years. Husky hand tools are guaranteed forever. So a great Christmas present will also be a great Christmas future. Let's do this. The Husky 111-piece mechanics tool set, just $49.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, while supplies last.
Before you drive off to see your in-laws for the holidays, you should change your oil. Now at Napa, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Napa silver oil filter for just $20.99. So pick up the oil change special at Napa, because you wouldn't want to get stranded on the road and not be able to go see your, well, maybe you would, but your wife will never forgive you. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, sale price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 12.
More exciting high school basketball action comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight, here on ESPN Radio, Kearney Catholic will be at Ord at 6. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia's at Donovan Trumbull at 6. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Kennesaw's at Shelton beginning at 6:30. Then Saturday on Classic Hits, Bertrand is at Loomis at 6. But tonight, Kearney Catholic Ord here on ESPN, St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull on 1230 KHAS, and Kennesaw Shelton on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, our holiday party at Fast Phil's. You'll be registered to win hundreds of dollars in great giveaways, from T-shirts to a Dr. Pepper go-kart, a Coca-Cola polar bear and chair, coolers, chips, Storm hockey tickets, backpacks, and, of course, the Nebraska Lottery giving away a grab bag with the purchase of $10 in lottery tickets. The Doug and Daddy Show on hand here today until 1 o'clock, and at the very end, a six-foot stocking full of goodies just in time for Christmas. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you here today as we take a look at our Midtown Mark cooler question. Which of the six Heisman finalists do you think should win the award? You know what? Five of the six received votes, at ESPNSuperstation.com. The only one that didn't, the defending champion Johnny Manziel, which I found a little odd. 36% of our listeners said Jameis Winston, Florida State, but 27% said A.J. McCarron of Alabama, 18% said Jordan Lynch of Northern Illinois, Trey Mason of Auburn, Andre Williams of Boston College also picked up votes. All you have to do to vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And for the weekend, what do you make of Major League Baseball banning home plate collisions pending the Players Association approval? If you've listened to the show at all when we've talked about this, everybody knows my stance on this. I hate the collisions at home plate. I think it's not a good move. I think it is a great move. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you think of Major League Baseball banning home plate collisions? Jimmy, you've umpired umpired baseball at the high school, legion, and collegiate level for decades. Your thoughts?
Tremendous move. This is ridiculous that we've even let this play happen throughout. I'm just amazed that, and you know, you're going to have that throw up the line where a couple players are going to run into each other, and that's part of the game, even at first base.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, the third baseman goes up there and he throws one and it gets a little, guy's trying to catch it, runner's trying to get to first. Those things are going to happen, but for a guy that has the ball and then you're saying, hey, you know what I'm going to do? Is we're just going to go in there and try to take this guy out. And there's some bad injuries both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Pete Rose in the All-Star game and
Buster Posey.
Yeah, exactly. And there's been some other guys at the lower level. I'm talking about a high school kids that players have actually been thrown out of the game because of it, but the player's still hurt and is out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I think it's just a great move, and it's something we got to get. You can't do it anywhere else. You can't do it at second.
Well, back in the day when I was doing Legion ball, we had to call an ambulance. Kid
Did
got
really?
Run over, concussion,
okay.
Head. You know, there's a big collision. The helmet popped, you know, off. You know, he's throwing it off. His head hits the ground. It's bad. It's a bad deal. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, our Midtown Mart Cooler Question. Doug Duda, Jimmy Langan with you today on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Fassville's Plaza Senex here in Kearney. Until 1 o'clock, and Stu Pospisil, the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald, is kind enough to once again join us here. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you guys. Thanks for the late invite. Better late than not, right?
Well, we had about 10 people cancel on us today, so I said, well, let's call Stu. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
Stu, how are you doing?
Feeling.
Jim Langan.
Merry Christmas.
How's it going today?
Hey, can I have a Christmas wish?
Yeah.
We can implement the new home plate rule if we can get rid of the 40-point rule.
Well, you know, I am so glad you brought that up, because Mike and Gibbon has emailed the Doug and Daddy Show, wanted us to bring that up. There are very rarely rule changes or major rule change in high school sports anymore, but this is a new one that has been instituted, that once you get to 40-point lead, like football, when you get to the 35-point lead, you get a running clock. Stu, where did my thoughts were is, unfortunately, this falls back on the coaches. There are ways to handle certain situations, and I know that there are going to be a score every once in a while that ends up 80-22, and there's just nothing you can do about that. But what was the driving force behind this, and then kind of just give us your thoughts. I think we know where you're headed.
Well, the administrator who just a minute. It was
Daddy's,
Bob Mickel from Freeman, a former coach. And what I don't like about this 40-point is it continuously runs. You can get back down to 25. The clock still runs. So if the clock starts in the third quarter, you're playing 8 minutes, basically, you know, actual time, real time, fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Last week I saw a game where they had a technical administered, and that took about a minute off the playing time right there, just to shoot go through the procedure and shoot the 2-3 throws. The clock does not stop. You know, in football, you get under 35, then you go back to regular timing. And I think it's more embarrassing to the team that's behind to just have the clock keep ticking.
Well, there's no doubt about it. The NSAA had a meeting yesterday. Has this not been addressed? How did this would seem like they wouldn't want that rule. I mean, I agree. Okay, if it's at 40 and it's 50, the clock's running, I don't think anybody's going to yell. But you get a little, maybe an 8-point run there. You you get it back down to a manageable time. Is this something they could address right away?
You know, I think they're going to probably want to see how it plays out. This is a rule that came through the membership. Was, you know, I last year surveyed the coaches when I was surveying about the state basketball sites, and unfortunately went 0 for 2 on both with the NSAA. We shouldn't be in high school gyms, but that's another story for another day. The 40-point rule was mixed sentiment. Enough passed them in the districts that the board voted along those lines based on how their districts voted to implement the rule. I just, what's the hurry? You know, if we've had blowouts for years, and, you know, kids run up scores on their Xboxes, PlayStations, whatever. I mean, you know, to save 10 minutes so the administrators can go home that much sooner, you know, let those JV kids play. If you know you've got a blowout coming, you know, get those kids in earlier and let be JV versus JV or bench players versus bench players.
Yeah, Stu, I'll tell you what. I've been refereeing for a lot of years and been around basketball for quite a few years. And, it seems to me that good coaches and good officials can take care of that, and there are no problems. Every once in a while you'll have a coach that doesn't understand it, and he's trying to beat somebody. And there's been some cases in Texas where it's been 105 to nothing.
Yeah.
And some scores like that that got away. But most people will be able to handle that. I know when I was at SEM one time, Loomis beat us really bad. And we had a coach that got a technical foul. He was just kind of on a press. And, you know, I wish the officials would have handled a little bit better. So, yeah, I mean, I might have missed that one, and we could have moved on. But, you know, so I think that was the address. But the best rule change ever was when they got rid of the jump ball. I mean, they still have that in the NBA. But getting rid of the jump ball, that was a key rule change. That was a good rule change that saved a lot of time on the game, but it did not affect the kids getting to play. And I agree with Stu, one thing you said for sure. These JV kids now get to go out there, and they don't even get to play hardly. So you're exactly right. That's who's getting.
I'd have never got to play.
There you go. Well,
yeah, no, during free throws, I mean, you know, you've got we got JV games. Well, that's moms and dads and buddies and a girlfriend. Here, you've got several hundred to several thousand people in the gym, and if it happens to be a blowout, you know, a lot of these people will stay around and see the second unit play. And what great experience that is. You know,
that's,
I mean,
exactly
if we have
right.
a state tourney game, you know, are we going to see the fourth quarter take 8 minutes?
Well,
I don't like it.
I think we're all in agreement. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The only thing I don't like is Saturday games that start like at 6:30 or 7 at night because there's no reason. As Stu said, that's a whole different topic. Stu, one of the main reasons.
I do like that we are seeing more afternoon games, though, guys.
Yeah,
on Saturday.
Yeah, we are. We like that, especially if you don't play the night before. But well, let's just jump into football here. The enrollment figures are out. You guys had a pretty good handle on what schools were going to end up where, and then it all becomes final this week. Your overall thoughts?
Well, who would have thought that Holdridge would have ever dropped to C1?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and honestly, you know, not that they can do anything about it, but the NSAA was hoping that they could get another central to western Nebraska school into Class B to help with scheduling. Because the way it is, you have to go to York and Aurora to help out Scott's Bluff and Gary and Alliance with scheduling. And, you know, those are some fairly long road trips, you know, during the season on Friday nights. So, you know, it just... Am Central moves up into Class B, if people haven't heard, and Holdridge will drop to C1. And in Class A, South Sioux City and Columbus go up. Lincoln Pius and Benson, as we've talked before, go down.
Stu, were there any other major changes? I remember a couple of, maybe it was 4 years ago. I mean, we had some schools that were dropping from 11-man to D2, and we had some co-ops that moved some teams back up. How much work have you put pencil to paper to start figuring districts out?
Well, you really can't because I don't know all the schools yet that have declared, you know, shifting from 8 to 11 or 11 to 8. I do know that, if you hard to believe, Grant, Perkins County, playing 8-man. That's a real, you know, like, okay, what's next? Cambridge?
Well,
Cambridge inquired of the NSAA this year and of you know, possibly going to eight man. So that's not out of the question either. It's just that it's a sign of the times about how, unfortunately, these schools just are, they're in towns that aren't growing. And Blue Hill is dropping from 11 to 8. I know that. Dundee County is dropping from 11 to 8. And I've only heard of one possible 8 to 11, which would be West Point Guardian Angels.
Yes, Stu, you know, and I'll tell you what, you know, anything close to that interstate, you know, exactly, we know what's going on. But, you know, I remember when I was a kid, Burwell was Class B, Loup City was Class B, and they're both playing eight man. So, yeah, you just in this area alone, Ravenna had some talk about going eight man. I don't think they did, but they did have some talk about it.
Yeah, you know, and we've got a multimedia feature, I think, coming up sometime in the near future. I've been helping with the research on it. Dirk Chatlin's writing it on, you know, just how the landscape has changed over 30 years. And, you know, when we've got kind of a timeline in the works that you slide it along and you see these schools disappear, or, you know, teams, schools, whatever. It's pretty astonishing to see it on paper, guys, or on a screen.
Well, it'll be pretty cool when that does come out to look at it and the changes that obviously we've seen. We've talked about the change of going to a nine-man schedule all the way through Class C2 because there just aren't as many schools and there's no need to have 32 teams make it into the playoffs. Now we're talking with Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Prep Sports Editor. Stu, just for the fans out there again, now that we know who's in what class over the next, 10 days, we'll probably find out the districts, and then the schools will try to request their three or four area games or rivalry games, however many that tends to be. And then the February, is it 14th, I believe, that the schedules are put out for the next 2 years. Did I miss anything there?
No, you're pretty much on the timeline. Talking to Nate Newhouse yesterday, he would hope by Tuesday or Wednesday that he could, you know, post the classifications. You know, A and B are pretty easy to figure out because C1 and C2 is a split. You have to know how many teams are actually going to be playing 11-man football in those classes, so it's hard to project that. And, you know, same with 8-man. Is a 8-man 1, 8-man 2 is a split also. You're going to see probably a couple more teams go 6-man. McPherson County has had its co-op with Stapleton dissolved, so Stapleton's supposedly going 8-man, McPherson 6. Spalding Academy will be playing probably 6-man next year because Spalding and Cedar Rapids have co-opted, and those schools are looking at merging. So you've got the classifications in the districts probably at the same time, and like you say, the wish list then gets compiled from all the schools, and in Class A, you'll have three non-district games. In Class B, you'll have six.
Hmm. Well, everybody's going to get to kind of play everybody else. Stu, I did want to get a quick comment about what you've seen early in basketball, but was there anything else at the NSAA meeting yesterday or on the horizon for football that fans need to know about?
You know, for football, not really. You know, attendance at the state finals was down a little bit. I think that, you know, you had Hemingford make it in from the West, and you had Stewart coming in 8-man 2, and, you know, those are long drives, and in case of Stewart, really a fairly small town, and those things impact. I mean, last year had Giltner in there.
Well, you didn't have a Lincoln school in either in the finals.
Right, and, you know, interstate town, easier to get to. And the weather was probably a little better last year than this year's cold snap.
Hey, Stu, real quick, was there a team this year that you saw play high school football in Nebraska that you looked at that, hey, this is one of the all-time top 10 or 20 teams in that class? Was there anybody that you saw that fit into that this year?
You know, Cozad ended up being a really solid team. I don't think they had the type of, you know, bulldozing season that say the Bob Schnitzler teams had at Battle Creek in their heyday, but it was a very good team. Donovan Trumbull, you know, had a couple close calls too. You know, St. Cecilia gave them a game, certainly. I think The Cardinals played very well in the playoffs. C2's just – you don't recall a lot of great C2 teams. Do you guys?
Well, it's been a while. When we think C2, we think Northeast Nebraska and some of the teams that and of course was it Bergen that went on the run when Blue Hill finally snapped that there for a couple
of
times.
Well, the team that I recall is Cambridge with Ed Thompson when they went up to Laurel and put 73 points up so fast it made your head spin. That might still be the best all offensive explosion by a high school team against a good high school team. And that was a pretty special Trojan team out there.
Stu Pospisil, prep sports editor, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Fastville's Plaza. We're here until 1 o'clock. We're going to be reading the names of some winners here momentarily, so stop by and see us just to south of Whiskey Creek and north of the Ramada Inn here in Kearney. Last thought, Stu, we're only a week into the basketball season, the wrestling season. You mentioned the 40-point rule, but has anything jumped off the page this first weekend?
You know, I think it's kind of gone to form early on. I think we'll have to, December to me is kind of a settling in time for basketball. Football, you don't really have that luxury. Everything really has an impact, but with more games than basketball and coaches are experimenting and seeing, who plays themselves onto the varsity and who plays themselves out of playing minutes. You know, this is kind of a experimental month for a lot of schools, so I don't get really worked up about basketball till about holiday tourney time. But back here, Omaha Benson has beaten numbers 2, 3, and 5 to keep its claim to number one in the state. And girls, Millard West knocked off Bellevue West, who Kearney fans saw the night before. And the Wildcat girls are the top seeds for the Metro tourney later this month.
All right, Stu, you got all your Christmas presents bought for the twins?
Yeah. No, I think we have to do a little more shopping, and we have to go see Santa tomorrow.
Well, you put on your best ho-ho-ho face and enjoy the rest of this Christmas holiday, and we'll talk again soon. Always appreciate chatting with you, Stu.
Hey, you guys have a very Merry Christmas and a great basketball New Year.
All right, see you, buddy. Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald prep sports editor, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and we're going to take a break. But before we do, our assistant, Jesse, is going to tell us that we have our first winner of the day. Clive Russell. Clive Russell has picked up a couple of nice polo shirts here, courtesy of Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, and they say M&M's on them. What better could you have than that? Just a little M&M insignia, something nobody else is going to have. So Clive can stop by and pick those up. He's our first winner of the day here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget, we've got much, much more in the form of giveaways. Plus, while the Doug and Daddy Show is here until 1 o'clock, free coffee, 20-ounce Coca-Cola products only $1, and 16-ounce Monster drinks only $1, while supplies last. Stop by and see us today. And from 11 to 1, the Doug and Daddy Show on hand. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, we'll take a break and be back with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay, Josh Harvey from Big Red Report, and some of the great folks from the PBR, including professional bull rider Josh Call. It's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Hi, it's the Hurt. Your new Regis virtual office will prove to you why it's the ultimate home field advantage. And I just got a month free. Your Regis virtual office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address, local phone number, whenever, wherever you need it, a staff to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and monthly private office use. Get 1 month free right now, free, regus.com/sports, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Got a golfer to give a gift to? Good thing there's Golfsmith. Their team gets golfers. In fact, they're experts, golf gift experts, and they know the perfect gift for your golfer, like the brand new SLDR driver, TaylorMade's new game changer with more loft, distance, and adjustability that's already made it the number one driver on tour, or the highly adjustable R1 driver, available now at the lowest price guaranteed. Shop Golfsmith and Golfsmith.com and give the
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, we'll have a blend of clouds and sun with a high near 35. Tonight, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with a low near 10. For Saturday, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 30. Tomorrow night, it'll be mostly cloudy, low of 17. Currently, it's 34.
And Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation with you until 1 o'clock today from Fastville Senex Plaza here in Kearney, just south of Whiskey Creek and north of the Ramada Inn. It's their holiday party in conjunction with the Nebraska Lottery, giving away lots of great items. And the very latest winner of some of the exotic coffees, I guess, is Levi Wiederholt. So congratulations to Levi Wiederholt. He is the winner. Also, Jake Weiss. We just drew his name out. So Jake, come on down. Collect your prize as well. We're going to be giving away all kinds of great things today, including the 6-foot stocking stuffed with goodies. We've got the Dr. Pepper go-kart. We've got the Coca-Cola polar bear and chair. Many smaller items, storm hockey tickets, t-shirts, coolers, and a whole lot more. So come down and visit us today until 1 o'clock. Free coffee, dollar sodas, dollar monster drinks. And we're here until 1 o'clock today. Folks, Christmas is less than 2 weeks away, so be sure to call now and reserve your prime ribs, smoked turkeys, hams, and boneless hams from Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, and a holiday family's best friend as well. Carrie will even show you how to cook that certified Angus prime rib with your desired special seasoning. So they basically do everything for you. All you got to do is go down and Carrie takes care of you. If you're looking for a gift to someone, how about the gift card, Troutman Steaks, deli trays? They're a great gift. They also have stocking stuffers from seasonings, sauces, wines, cheeses, and of course, as we said, a gift card in any denomination. It's all there for you. Troutman's Quality Meats open 6 days a week on Highway 30 in Kearney. I'll tell you what, the eating there is just as good as when we go see our friends at Strip Steak at Mandalay Bay, and he is with us today, the director of the Race and Sportsbook. We welcome him back. He's been on hiatus working his tail off. Mike Perenio joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Good. How's it going, Doug and Jim?
Well, it's just great to catch up with you, and I know Jimmy's keeping his fingers crossed, and he was crying that the Cleveland Browns got hosed last week because he's got them in the over-under win total.
That's the first thing you guys are going to bring up, Mike, Cleveland to win the Super Bowl, or is that an indirect way to get to, or to get to the Super Bowl?
No, Mike, I got him at over five and a half.
I had him playing Seattle, so.
Everything in the world has happened to me. But I've been playing the other side of it, so I've been getting all my money back because they started out 4-3. So I was smart enough to bet the money line every time out. So, Doug, it'd be nice to win both ends, though, sometimes, you know, when – You know, you could get a Jacksonville at plus 7.5 and also win Cleveland. But, it, you know, but hey, that was a good selection, and I've made money doing it. So I'm not upset at all.
Well, I'm hoping the NFL has been pretty good for us this year. We can't complain. It's been a good year. I don't know if you guys remember last year we had a Black Sunday event that killed Las Vegas. We haven't had one of those, knock on wood. So for the house, it's been a good year, and there's not many weeks left, so we're really looking forward to this last stretch of games in the playoffs.
Mike, every once in a while, since we kind of know and we enjoy what we talk about for this segment of the show, there's a lot of folks out there that only bet the Super Bowl or only kind of listen when it's playoff time. But when you talk about that Black Sunday, that's the public winning just a majority of the games and basically a lot of favorites covering. Again, for those maybe first-time listeners or haven't heard you before, give them the basic knowledge there of why you guys win so much, because the lines should be 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, the favorites, I mean, it's not a drastic event, but if you play favorites, I think pretty much if you played favorites, you have to hit such a high percentage to win that it's almost impossible. And underdogs, you know, if you play just underdogs strictly, you're at least going to get over the 50%. You won't lose. It's the toughest plays. I had a guy 30 years ago, and I took his lessons to heart because he knew what he was doing. He's one of the guys that I saw win and make money. And he told me a long time ago, he goes, the hardest play that it is for you to make is the right one. So when you're sitting there going, I can't play this team, you just have to have the knowledge that the hardest play is always the right one. And in Vegas, that's tough to do, especially if you're just here for a weekend and you're drinking, and you don't always have good judgment when you're in Vegas on a weekend binge.
Well, one of the things we love to talk with Mike Perenio about this time of the year is in that final 3 or 4 weeks of the regular season, whether it's baseball or football, kind of find that team that is really long odds, because we talk about it every year. Some team from off the radar is going to do something crazy. I thought Chicago Bears were stacked up, and then they kill Dallas, but then they make the switch at quarterback back, and that may or may not work out. I hate to see them mess with a good thing, but I'm scanning up and down where these teams are. And the teams that started so well, like at Denver, maybe struggling a little bit. The teams that we thought would never win a game, like Jacksonville and Tampa Bay, they're actually not going to get the first pick in the draft. The only team, San Diego, got the win last night, but I'm guessing you can still get pretty good odds on the Arizona Cardinals. Do you got your thoughts on that, and do you have a long shot that could still sneak in and cause some damage?
Yeah, I'm looking for that Green Bay who needed to win to sweep through the playoffs, and it happens all the time. The Giants swept, got into the playoffs on the last week, won the Super Bowl. Green Bay did it a few years back, and I almost feel like you're Kreskin, because yet last week I went and bet Arizona Cardinals at 100-1. They immediately went down to 60-1, 70-1. You know, it's a tough road for them to hoe. But, you know, it's not impossible for them. They play the Niners still at home, and they've got a shot to do it. And the team, the injury to the quarterback didn't hurt him. It looks like he's going to be okay. That was kind of a concern of mine, because that happened the minute I bet it. But Arizona Cardinals to win the Super Bowl, or to win get to the Super Bowl is the bet I made last week, and you know, they're fighting Carolina. Finally, Carolina didn't look that good, and I think there's certain teams that have a shot of making a run, and that conference is tough. I mean, it would have been nice if the Niners would have lost last week after I made that bet, but they still have a good shot. They're one game back the wild card, and there's, it definitely has a way to happen, and that team is a good team. That division's a good division, and they have good teams in there. So I think that could happen. I would say Dallas would have been a team, but they absolutely have collapsed on defense. They have no players left. They're literally signing people up off the streets and the guys that aren't even playing for the last 2 years trying to get a defense together, and that's not a good sign.
Hey, Jim Langan here. Hey, Mike, a team I played last night right after the game was over as fast as I could get it in was San Diego. And I know they're going to be the sixth seed, but it's the same thing we're talking about. If they can get in, they've proven they won at Denver. They won at Kansas City. Their quarterback, they seem to be playing well. They just got to be one of those teams that can get into the sixth seed because I think you can beat New England. I think people can beat Denver. I think you can beat these people on the road in that division. And I think you can get a good price. For the Super Bowl and just the AFC. So they're not a great price, but I think they're a play that you could make.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unheard of three teams getting out of the same division into getting the wild card. That could happen with Arizona. That could happen with definitely with San Diego. And to go into Denver and play them, we were just talking about that a little bit today, though. I hate to be a theorist like JFK assassinations, but I'm just wondering if Denver's trying to get out of playing at home in the cold weather. They probably have to play eventually at New England if the way things are going right now, but I'm not sure they want to play at home now in the cold weather. It's kind of a strange. I find it hard to believe they could lose that bad, but you're right. I think San Diego's just hot right now, and they lost some heartbreaking games earlier in the year. They definitely have a way better record, but you can go down to all the NFL teams. There's always games here and there where, you should have won and could have been in a lot better position. But it's about finding the team that's hot right now and doing well and not going the other direction. A team that makes the playoffs, limping in, losing two games or even one game out of their last three, you look at past Super Bowl winners, it's usually somebody that's on a streak of winning that pulls it out. And that's what you got to look for. And San Diego's looks like they're starting that.
A lot of the national analysts are loving the Baltimore Ravens right now, so another team to throw out there. We've got just another minute or so here with Mike Perenio of the Mandalay Bay, director of the Race and Sportsbook. How much play are you getting on the bowl games, the national championship game? Your thoughts on where the spread is there? And then I thought Georgia got a heck of a big line against Nebraska. I really like Nebraska in that game, but let's start with the national championship.
Yeah, I mean, the championship game, it's almost a slap to the Auburn-Alabama the conference. It seems like that's awfully high. But Florida State has a lot of quality NFL players on that team. They haven't been close really to anyone all year. But for a championship game to be 8.5, that seems awfully high. And, just if you guys know it, and if there's some listeners that don't know it, college bowl games, you have to force yourself to play underdogs. You just can't play favorites. I've seen years where the 17 out of the first 21 games were won by underdogs, and a lot of the games were won outright as underdogs. If you go back years and years, you'll see some amazing covers by taking underdogs in the bowl games. And as hard as it is to do to take underdogs, you just got to force yourself to do it in the bowls. And the BCS looks like a pretty decent play on the underdog in that game. Be honest with you, that seems a little high, and I wouldn't surprise to see if that drops down from 8.5. It started some places 7.5. I saw 7.5 to 9 when it first popped up, and it's kind of settled on 8.5. And no matter what the game is, underdogs are always the way to go in the bowl games.
Mike, no doubt about it. Hey, the thing of it is you just don't know which one. And so, but you're right. I think you guys got to play. I mean, if there's 35 games, you just bet them all, and you don't bet a lot on any one game. You don't have that. There's not that one automatic thing where you can just load up at any one time. But I do think if you play all 35, you're going to hit 21. You're going to go about 21-14 if you play the underdogs, and it's been that way for the last 5 to 6 years. And some years it's even higher than that.
Yeah, if you go back and look, there's some years where it's amazing. what percentage you can hit. And the minute you start, you know, bowl season can be fun. I mean, you guys might want to put a little more on Nebraska because that's your team and my team too. But you're right. It's almost have some fun with the bowl games, and you start picking and choosing which favorites you want to throw in there. And that's when Las Vegas starts making money. That's when it's hard, when people start. I'm a big believer that if you have like two or three favorites that you think you want to go against the underdog trend, double up on the dog on those games, and you'll do even better.
You know, we've had a couple here on the show. We've called, and one of them early in the year in September, and I told Doug that Central Florida is playing at Penn State, and they've got the wrong team favored here for sure. This is definitely a mistake this team can play. And it makes you feel good when you nail one and you tell a bunch of people over the airway that, hey, this team can play, and they do play.
Yeah, well, that's why we bring Mike on, because we always get a pretty good pick from him. We heard a little bit of what he thinks about the NFL futures with 3 weeks to go. Mike, is there a bowl game and an NFL game this weekend that stick out to you at all?
Yeah, you know what? In the NFL, and you know, call me crazy, I just absolutely love the Redskins this week, getting 7 points. Nothing but bad press, nothing but this disaster behind the scenes. But they're this Cousins kid that's going to play. Be honest with you, I think Shanahan and everyone's taking the fall kind of on here. If you've been in a locker room, if Cousins is playing, it's because the team's lost confidence in RG3 this year. He's just not back from his injury yet, and they want to see this Cousins kid play. He's a he's a good quarterback, and they're getting 7 points. I think they pull together as a team. You know, it's the Falcons. Should the Falcons be favored by 7 against anybody after the year they've had? I know they're at home, but I like the Redskins this year. Or this week, and as far as the bowl games go, you know, I hope with my heart Nebraska wins that game. It's a tough team they're playing. You got to look for teams that don't have any reason to play, that don't care they're in the bowl game. You know, some teams want to be in the bowl game. Some people, it's like, let's get this over with and let's go home. I like Rutgers over Notre Dame in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. Rutgers have as a reason to play that game. Notre Dame, I think, might want to get out and get done with this year and go on to the next year. So I look for a team like that. Maybe the same thing with Ohio. They got a taste of winning bowl games. And East Carolina, that game doesn't mean that much to East Carolina.
How about USC? How will they go into that game? Do you think USC maybe is thinking, hey, let's get ready on for next year? Or do you think USC is going to play?
No, you know what? They'll have a lot of fans because it's, you know, the bowl games here in Las Vegas, and so they'll have a lot of people coming here. But I think that's more of a distraction. I think you're right with a game like that. USC's here playing in Sam Boyd Stadium, and they might be here for the fun. Fresno State, although they're from California too, means a whole lot more to Fresno State.
And thank you. That's what I kind of wanted to hear. Is that,
yeah, they get 5.5 points. You know, the Vegas Bowl for USC, I don't think they're very excited about that, although we love the Vegas Bowl. Don't get me wrong. And that's a big matchup for us, getting a team like USC here, so we're real happy. Those fans travel, and there'll be a lot of them here. But Fresno State travels well too, and those the fact they're coming to the bowl game, Fresno State, the fact they're playing USC, California, that the respect that they don't get from other big the teams in the California, I think Fresno State, could be a statement game for Fresno State, and they've got good talent. You see a lot of players in the NFL out of Fresno State. They're not a patsy team. They've got talent, and they'll be watching, wanting to play that game real bad, I think, anyway.
Mike Perenio, director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay, our partnership, or at least our chance to chat with Mike. A lot of the listeners, I'll tell you what, Mike, I've had more and more people here just over the last couple months want to reiterate and say thank you again, Lauren and Doug and some other folks that have been out there lately. I know we've got more people coming out for the Super Bowl. They just want to say thanks again for all you do for the folks that listen to the Doug and Daddy Show and that are from Nebraska. And as you head into the holidays and you get the Cowboys and Cowgirls out of town and maybe a football game going on, you guys always have something coming up. What's next on the radar?
You know what? I talk to your guys as listeners all the time when they come to town. It's of all the TV and radio shows, it's the nicest thing to have people from there stop in, just say hi, say they listen, and I appreciate that. And you know, we're getting amped up for the New Year's Eve here. We've got Adam Levine and Maroon 5 are here New Year's Eve and the day before. It's a great show, so they're here for a two-night gig. New Year's Eve in Vegas is unbelievable. It's with the fireworks and usually pretty good weather. I hear we're sneaking back up into the 60s next week, so I hope that holds over to New Year's. And, you know, since we talked to the Michael Jackson MJ1 show, I have yet to have a person that goes to that hasn't said it's the best show Vegas has ever had, going back to Siegfried and Roy and all the other Cirques and all the other shows that Vegas is you know, worldwide known for. And then we added a Cirque nightclub with it. So it's unbelievable the improvements we've made. It was good before. It's unbelievably good now. So if people come out here, that they can stop here. You don't ever have to leave this building. It's got shows, nightclubs, everything you could ever possibly want in a resort. And that's kind of what we aim for. And I think people are missing out if they don't come and stay at Mandalay Bay. And once you do, it's hard to go somewhere else.
Well, Mike, appreciate the time. Have a great Christmas. We'll catch up with you again around the NFL playoffs, and can't wait to see you at Super Bowl time.
Yeah, good luck, you guys, and happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone out there in Cornhusker land.
You bet, Mike. You're the best. Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay. Stop by and see him at the Sportsbook anytime you're out there. Tell him you're from Nebraska. Tell him you heard him on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going to take care of you. We are here taking care of you today with the Nebraska Lottery, Coca-Cola at Fast Fills Plaza. A lot of winners. What do we got? Ryan Quiring, Tracy Carmen, Jason Clark, Sharon Ryan, Melissa Long, Paul Launder, Dan Kowinski, Eddie Walters, Nate, also a winner today as well. So congratulations to all of those folks. Stop in, see what you've won here at Fast Fills Plaza, just south of Whiskey Creek, north of the Ramada Inn here in Kearney. We've got a free coffee while the Doug and Daddy Show is here until 1 20-ounce Coca-Cola products, just $1. 16-ounce Monster drinks, only $1. Get your Mega Millions ticket. They're giving away $400 million to the winning ticket coming up tonight, plus many other items to give away. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk PBR. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to tomorrow's event. Josh Call, a couple of the Casey's Bullfighters are with us as well. We're going to have some fun when we come back. Fast Fills, Senex Plaza, the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.